Chapter 5. Terrible News. Pip became Joe's apprentice blacksmith with another man called Orlick. Orlick was a little crazy. He didn't like Pip, and he was horrible to him. When Pip was young, he always wanted to be a blacksmith like Joe. But after his life at Miss Havisham's house, he found the work boring and difficult. Pip often thought about Estella. "I'm happy she can't see me now," he thought to himself. "I'm very dirty from my work. She might detest me even more." Pip was more and more ashamed of his simple home and his bad education. He was even ashamed of kind old Joe. Pip practiced reading and writing, and he tried to teach Joe too, but it was very difficult. "If Joe is more educated, he'll make a good impression on Estella," Pip thought. One day, Pip said to Joe, "I've worked for you for a year. Can I go to visit Miss Havisham tomorrow instead of coming to work?"
"Yes, Pip," said Joe. "That's a good idea."
Orlick heard this conversation.
"Why are you giving Pip a free day from work?" he asked angrily. "I want a free day too."
Joe started to agree to this, but when Miss Gargery heard about it, she became very angry.
"Orlick doesn't need a free day," she shouted. "He should work as he usually does."
This made Orlick very angry. He and Mrs. Gargery hated each other, and now they shouted and insulted each other. The next day, Pip dressed in his best clothes and went to Miss Havisham's house. He rang the bell, and a man opened the gate. Pip was very disappointed because it was not Estella. Nothing was different in Miss Havisham's room, and she looked just the same as before.
"Why did you come, Pip?" asked Miss Havisham. "I hope you don't want anything from me."
"No, Miss Havisham," Pip said timidly. "I only wanted to visit you and thank you for the money you gave us."
"That's not the reason you came,"
Miss Havisham said, laughing cruelly.
"You wanted to see Estella, didn't you? But she's not here. I sent her to Europe to be educated as a lady. She's even prettier now, and everybody admires her. Go now, Pip, but you can visit me once a year on your birthday."
Pip went home, very disappointed. When he arrived, Joe told him some terrible news.
"I went to the pub," he explained. "When I returned, your sister was lying unconscious on the floor."
Joe showed Pip an iron chain.
"Someone hit her on the head with this."
Pip recognized it immediately.
"The escaped convict in the churchyard wore that chain," he thought. "I can see where he cut it with Joe's file. Did the convict attack my sister?"
But Pip remembered his promise to the convict, and he didn't say anything to Joe about it. Mrs. Gargery never recovered from the attack, and she was never angry anymore. She only sat quietly in her chair. Nobody could understand her when she spoke, so Joe and Pip didn't discover the truth about her attack. Joe hired a girl called Biddy to take care of Mrs. Gargery and the house. Biddy was Pip's age, and she was a very good person. She worked hard and she was intelligent. She helped Pip with his studies and always listened to him. She liked him very much, but she never told him this. Pip told Biddy everything he was thinking.
"Biddy, I want to be a gentleman," Pip said one day. "I want a different life. I hate this life."
Pip didn't know his words sometimes hurt Biddy. One day he said,
"If I loved you,
It would be so easy, Biddy. But I'll always love Estella, the girl at Miss Havisham's house. You're nicer than she is, but I can't change how I feel.
You can always tell me everything you want, Biddy said, until you become a gentleman.
That will never happen, Pip said quickly. I'll never become a gentleman.
And so Pip continued to work as Joe's apprentice for 4 more years, but he wasn't happy with his life. Once a year, on his birthday, he went to visit Miss Havisham. He always hoped to see Estella, but she was never there.